producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday. And I'll tell you, the fall season is beginning to go by quickly. We're approaching the winter season, whether we want it or not. But a lot of us still have time to get work done, to put the garden to bed, plant bulbs. You know, even though it is November, you can still plant tulips and daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses, lily bulbs, all of your spring and summer blooming bulbs that your garden centers and nurseries have can be planted at this time, and they'll do very, very well. So, you know, if you're out and about today, pick up some tulips to give you some color, some daffodils. If you live in a wooded area and you know you have chipmunks, squirrels, possibly moles or voles, then you want to pick up bulbs that are not eaten by rodents. And that would be daffodils and hyacinths. Tulips and crocuses, the rodents will eat them in the ground, and when they come up, they'll eat them above the ground. So in the fall, you get them in, you get all excited, can't wait till spring to get here, and the rodents will eat them in the ground. And then if they don't get them in the early spring when they come up, then animals like deer or rabbits will come in and eat the foliage and the flowers. So if that's been a problem that you've had in the past, go with daffodils. They're poisonous, and the animals will not eat them. Hyacinths, grape hyacinths, are poisonous, and they will not be eaten also. So instead of crocuses, plant grape hyacinths. And when you're at the garden center, look at the picture on the box that the bulbs are in. And there will be different logos that will be attached to it. It will first tell you what time of the year it will flower. Will it be early April, late April, early May, mid-May, late May? It will tell you the height of the flower. It will tell you if it is not eaten by rodents. And what you'll see is a picture of a mouse. And it has that Ghostbusters type logo across it, telling you that it is not eaten by rodents. And then you'll see a picture of a little Dutch girl smelling a flower. And that's to tell you that it's fragrant. So check it out. If you're not sure, ask the salespeople at the garden center, and they can tell you which of the bulbs are going to be resistant from being eaten by animals, either in the ground or once they do come up above ground. And that way all of your work and money isn't wasted. One year, I had not really had a problem with mice or chipmunks, and I planted 50 pink tulips. I dug a 3-foot wide hole and set them all in to make it a really dramatic area in one of my gardens. Added some fertilizer, planted them correctly, put a little bit of mulch on top, and when spring came, I had one tulip that bloomed. And I started to dig in the ground, and as I did, the ground gave way, and there had been a tunnel dug into the garden, and the more I pressed on the ground, the more the ground collapsed, and they had eaten all of the bulbs except for one. So where I live, I know I have those types of animals, and I stick with daffodils and hyacinths and grape hyacinths, and that way I do get the beautiful spring color. And after a long winter, it really does come in handy. Now, I know there's some of you that are listening to the program that got snow in northern Maine, parts of North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia in the mountains got a foot or more of snow. And then in the Midwest, there are places that got snow also. And you have your bulbs, the ground's covered. What do you do? Well, you can't wait until next spring to plant them. So all you're going to do is go to your local garden center, buy some bags of potting soil, and ask them if they have any used plastic pots. And what you're going to do is you're going to take a 6-inch plastic pot, and you can put 5 tulips, but just regular topsoil. Doesn't have to be potting soil, the least expensive soil that you can buy. And you plant them in pots, give them a good drink, and then put them on the floor in your garage, up against the wall where they're out of the way, and you won't be stepping or knocking them over. And you'll leave them there all winter long, adding some water now and then to make sure the soil stays moist. And then in March, they'll start coming up. You can bring them inside, enjoy them inside, or you can dig a hole and plant them directly in the garden. But you need to get them in soil so that the bulb will produce a root system and it will start to grow. So if you just leave them in your garage or in your basement or in your tool shed, they're going to dry out and you'll get nothing out of them. So pot them up, and you'll just have to do with what Mother Nature has thrown at you. Parts of northern Maine have had over 2 feet of snow right now. A lot of the ski areas in Maine are open. A few in New Hampshire are open. Just crazy, crazy weather. And with this big cold front coming down, if they're going to be even making snow at night. If you haven't heard, there is a tropical storm that hit Japan a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and it is now in the Bay of Alaska, and last night it broke a record for the most severe storm ever to hit Alaska, creating 60-foot high waves, 90 to 110 mile an hour winds, and heavy, heavy rain. They were showing satellite and pictures from the space lab of this unbelievable storm, wound up tight as the top and really creating a lot of problems for the Aleutian Islands, and it's supposed to hit part of the mainland, so it's a mess. And that's going, as it spins, take all the cold air that's in Alaska and Canada and north and push it as far down as Florida. So if you live in the middle part of the country, expect temperatures in the 30s by midweek. If you live in the southern part of the country, they're expecting it there by, Friday, maybe a little bit sooner. So get out while you can, while the weather is good. Get those leaves raked, your yards cleaned, the garden put to bed. And if you have questions, call us. We're here. The number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Call, talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up. It will help you to get ready for the cold weather that's ahead so that you can be one step ahead of Mother Nature.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green Magic Cal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. Magic Cal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of Magic Cal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green Magi-Cal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to prepare for the change of seasons and to help you with your house plants or projects that you have. Give us a call. The number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, good morning.
Hey there.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
Heck yeah.
Great. Who do we have up first, Daniel?
All right, first we got Ken from Scott Bridge, Massachusetts, wants to talk about his garlic.
Terrific. Ken, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I love your show. So I planted some red German garlic and some white garlic about a week and a half ago in my raised beds. Mm-hmm. And they're already about an inch tall.
Perfect. You're doing good.
Yeah, but I'm nervous. I've never planted garlic before. Is there anything that I need to do? Do I need to cover it? How do I prepare this now?
I live in Maine, so I'm a little bit colder than you are. And I know where Stockbridge is. I went to UMass up in Amherst and drove through Stockbridge many times. What I would suggest that you do is put a couple of inches of either straw or pine needles right on top of the bed where your garlic is.
Okay.
And the straw or the pine needles will do a lot of things. First of all, it will hold the heat in the ground to give the garlic additional time to get well-rooted and to get it established before the ground freezes. It will control the weeds during the growing season next year, and it will hold the moisture in the ground so that you don't have to water it as often. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if between now and Thanksgiving that the garlic will get up to be about 6-7 inches tall.
Oh my goodness.
And then it's gonna get cold, the ground will freeze, and that foliage will almost die back. But the roots are well set, the plant's well established, and then when the weather gets nice, out of the center of the foliage that is coming up right now, new foliage will develop, and it will quickly come up. And then in, I'm going to say late April, early May, I would get a fertilizer that's organic, either the Dr. Earth vegetable fertilizer or Vegetable Tone by Espoma. Those are the people that make Holly Tone and Plant Tone. And they'll really start to grow. You want to water them on a weekly basis. If your soil is sandy, then you may have to do it a couple of times. And when you get to about the end of July into August, you're going to start to notice a shoot that will come right out of the top of all that beautiful onion foliage. And then you'll have a kind of a diamond-shaped bud. And that is the flower bud that the garlic is making. And at that point, you want to cut and remove that flower stem.
Okay.
And the flower stem is going to be so neat looking. I'll tell you, Ken, your wife will even love it, because the stem will grow about a foot, and then it's going to start to grow like a corkscrew, and it will twist and twist and twist, and then the bud will form, and you cut it so that you have about 18 inch of a flower stem. You cut them all. You bring them inside the house, put them in a vase of water, the flower bud will open, and it will give you a beautiful purple to lavender flower. And because it's in a vase of water, every day the shape of that twisted stem will change until they're perfectly straight.
Wonderful. Very, very funny.
Enjoy. Okay, if you need help, you call us during the year.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To the Paul Parent Gun Club, it is Sunday morning, and we are here to help you to put the gun to bed, do a little bit of planting, and believe me, this is a great time of the year to get some planting done. A lot of your nurseries are putting their shrubbery away, getting ready for the holidays, and they've got them on sale, so take advantage of it. Just make sure that the root ball is intact, is nice and firm. Make sure that you scratch the ends of the branches to find green underneath the bark. The soil is still warm in a lot of areas, so get some planting done. Take advantage of the sales. Plant your bulbs. And if you need some help, the number is 855. Toll free, 660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
We got Robert from Maine, wants to talk about his butterfly bush.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. I love your show, and I want to thank you for all the years that you put into the business. I remember when you had your shop up in Scarborough.
Thank you.
Years ago.
Yes.
Anyway, I've got a couple of butterfly bushes I've been struggling with for a couple of years, and finally this year they decided to take off, and they're now about 6 feet tall. And
beautiful.
Just wondering if I should cut those back when everything else in my perennial garden I cut right down to the ground. But these, I don't know, they've got kind of a woody stem, and I'm not sure I should cut them back. Can you give me some help?
Perfect. I'm glad that you called. Butterfly bush, like hydrangea, you never prune in the fall. Also roses, you never prune in the fall. And the reason is, right now, the leaves are going from green to yellow, and then they'll eventually fall off. And that means that all the energy from that green chlorophyll is going down into the root system of the plant and is stored there for the winter months. And then in the spring, when the ground thaws and everything warms up, the energy will go back up and wake up the plant, and it will produce new foliage. The butterfly bush, hydrangeas, and roses, if you prune them in the fall of the year, this time right now, because the plant is going dormant, where you make the cut, the plant will be unable to make a callus to seal where you've made that cut.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is the wind during the winter, as it blows across your yard, will pull the moisture out of every single cut that you made on your butterfly bush, and the plant will begin to dehydrate. So for now, just say to your butterfly bush, you did a great job. I appreciate all the flowers. I promise I'll take care of you. And just leave it alone. If you want to take off just the faded flowers, but don't cut the actual plant back until April. And then in April, you're going to cut your butterfly bush back by about a third. So yours is 6 foot. I would cut it between 3 to 4 feet tall. And that will stimulate the side buds on the plant. It will make it get thicker and bushier, produce many, many more branches. And in return, you'll have a lot more flowers for next year.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, should I also do the same for the hydrangeas? Should those be pruned back a little in the spring also?
Yeah. Now, there's basically two types of hydrangea. There is the round ball-shaped hydrangea, and then there's the cone-shaped hydrangea. The cone-shaped hydrangea is much, much hardier than the round ball shape. And you can actually prune the cone hydrangea now. And, for example, I have almost 20 different varieties of the cone hydrangea. There's greens, there's whites, there's pinks, there's reds. And that's my job for today, is I'm going to be cutting them, because the dried flower will catch the heavy snow later on, and it will bend and it will break the branches. So all of my cones, they're called PG hydrangeas, I prune all of those in the fall. The ball shape, which are usually white, pink, or blue, mostly blue and pink, those I don't prune until the spring of the year. Now, what I do at this time of the year, any of the faded flowers from the blue and the pink, I just take off the actual bloom, but don't cut into the stem so that the snow doesn't break it. And then in the spring, I wait until the buds on the round flowering varieties begin to swell. And they'll go from a brown bud to a green. And when they start to turn green, then I cut them back. And you can cut them back anywhere between 10 and 25% just to control the height of your plant. And the cone hydrangea, you can cut them back by as much as 50% just to control the size.
Yep, yep. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert. You have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it, because we won't have too many days like this. And if you can rake the leaves, and one thing, even at my age, I love the smell of a big pile of brown leaves. The thing I miss the most is burning them, the fragrance of the burning leaves. But, you know, we got to cut back on the pollution. So I rake them into a big pile, and I'll put them on the top. I'll bring them and put it near my vegetable garden. And then I take my lawnmower, and I'll drive through the pile of leaves. It grinds it up, blows it right into the vegetable garden. Excuse me. And then I will till the garden and blend in all of those leaves. And it's like adding peat moss to your soil. So if your soil are sandy, or you've got a lot of clay, add the leaves, add peat moss. And if you live near the ocean, go to the beach, get some seaweed, and add the seaweed to your vegetable or flower beds. Not perennials, because they're permanent, but any open beds that you have, add some seaweed, ground up leaves, pine needles, and you'll have to do a lot less watering. The soil will encourage the microbes and the bacteria and the fungi to develop in them. Earthworms will come back to your soil, and your garden will get better and better and better. Robert, thank you for the phone call. Much appreciated. And if we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. Call, talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up. Okay, Daniel, who is up next?
We've got Eileen from Rhode Island, wants to talk about her geraniums.
Eileen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I took my geraniums in for the winter, and I'm going to put them down in my basement in the north corner where it's cool, but I don't have a cool basement, but that's the coolest corner that I have. And I'm going to, I don't know if I should just let the foliage go completely, or if I should go down and kind of water it once in a while to keep it going until spring.
Okay. Very good question, and timing is perfect. I'm glad you called. If you have geraniums and they're potted, you can bring them inside, put them in a basement, someplace where they will not freeze, and you want to put them right on the cement, or if you have a crawl space, on a dirt floor for the winter months. Now, the leaves, because they're in darkness, will begin to turn yellow, they'll turn brown, and they'll cling to the plant. They won't fall. Some will, but most of them will just cling to the plant. And when you put them in the basement, give them a good drink and say to the plant, I'll see you in March. And you're not going to give them any water during the winter. The reason is, by allowing the plant to go dormant and the leaves coming off, it will just rest. If you water, you'll stimulate the plant. It will start to make new growth. And because your basement is dark, there's no lights in it, it's going to make some new growth. And the new growth will be white. It will be thin. It will grow in all kinds of crazy shapes. in trying to find sunlight. And when you get ready to bring them upstairs, they're going to be terrible. So give them a good drink. Put them in a cellar, right on the floor, as far away from a heat source as possible. And just say good night. I'll see you in March. And then in early to mid-March, you're going to bring it upstairs from the basement, clean off all the leaves, and then you're going to see some of the stems will be kind of wrinkled. So cut your geranium plant to about 6 inches, each of the branches, individual branches, to about 6 inches. Put them in your sink. Give them a good drink of water and let it drain properly. And then mix up a liquid fertilizer, something like Miracle Grow, fish emulsion, any kind of a liquid feed. Give them a good feed. Let it drain. Put it near a nice sunny window, or if you don't have direct sun, just a good window with plenty of light. And within a matter of a week or 10 days, the new growth will begin on the plant. And by the time you get to May, you'll have a beautiful geranium. I did that for years. My Aunt Ruth did it for many years. She would even bring in her window boxes, put them in the garage, which was underneath her house, so that it stayed warm but, you know, cool at the same time, didn't freeze. And you're going to have about a 75% chance that the plants will survive the winter. So if you bring in four, three should survive, and you may be lucky and all four will survive. So that's the way to do it. So no water during the winter. Keep checking on them. And then in March, bring them upstairs, cut them back, water, feed them. And then once the foliage begins to form, feed your geraniums every couple of weeks with a liquid fertilizer so you're ready to put them out during the month of May. Thank you. Throatlet biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Moderay Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Moderay Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Moderay Lawn and Garden.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we got Jerry, and he's driving on the highway. He wants to talk about some woodpeckers coming at his house.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Are they making holes in the pine boards on the corners of your house or in your shingles?
No, Paul, I listen to you a lot. You have a great show.
Thank you.
They're actually, my house is actually a stucco, the driver stuff, like a Florida style. And,
right.
And they get in behind that, and they get in that foam, and they make big, like, half-dollar-sized holes.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and then, like, in several places. So it becomes a problem. Is there any way to keep away other than putting some fake owls all this stuff?
You could use a fake owl. Don't buy the blow-up type. You want to buy the plastic molded owl, and the ones, I mean, you may spend a few extra bucks, but buy one that really looks real. And the one thing that I would suggest that you do is move it a couple times a week. So if you're going to attach it to the house, one day have it near the holes, and then 3 or 4 days later, bring it down a little bit, and then bring it back up. So that way you don't have a whole bunch of holes from nailing it. Or what I would do is I would nail the owl to like a piece of strapping or a tomato steak. And that way you can keep moving it. If you place it and it doesn't move, the birds will figure out sooner or later that it's not a real owl. And they'll go and even land on it. And I've seen that happen. So even just twisting it so it faces a different direction, but just keep moving it a couple times a week. And within a month or so, they will get discouraged and they'll move on maybe to your neighbor's house. But just keep moving it until it gets really, really cold. And by then, the woodpeckers will be all done. My dad had a problem. He built a brand new garage. And he was working the garage. He heard some noise. He opened the door, didn't see anybody, went back to work, heard the noise again, went back out. And he figured it was the neighborhood kids playing with him. So when he heard the noise again, he went out the back door, ran around the front thinking he would surprise the kids. And there were two woodpeckers tapping and making holes in the cedar shingles of his garage. And what I had him do, and you can do the same thing, is get a liquid animal repellent, not a powder, but a liquid.
Yeah.
And Bonide has one that's called Repels All. And what's nice about it, you mix it with water, you spray it on the house, and the birds won't like the taste of it or the smell of it. And he sprayed his garage area, and the woodpeckers went away. They came back. He got a plastic owl, and he used the Repels All again. And within a couple of weeks, he never even saw them again. And he removed the owl, and the garage was fine. And, you know, at first he thought maybe he had insects, but it was a brand-new garage, brand-new cedar shingles. They were just looking for insects because it was a new building to them. And in your case, they could be pulling some of the insulation out if they're going through the stucco and using it for a nest for the winter. So you've got to stop them now so that they don't create large openings that during the winter water gets in. So at the same time, get some of that aerosol can of insulation, that foam insulation, and fill every single hole that they've made, and then with a putty knife, level it so that it's nice and smooth, and they will not dig in that foam insulation. They don't like the taste of it. Thank you, and good luck with your problem.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124.